With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Authorities release new information about the man responsible for Wednesday's terror attack in New Orleans.
Officials are saying the suspect acted alone, and they're investigating what happened on New Year's Day in New Orleans as an act of terrorism. The second big headline, the FBI says there is no definitive link as of yet between the events on Bourbon Street with the explosion of a Tesla truck outside of a Trump hotel in Las Vegas. And the third big headline is that the attacker left coolers around New Orleans with explosive devices inside of those coolers, but they were all recovered. None of them had exploded, and there was no additional threat to the public there.
Bourbon Street is back open after 15 were killed, dozens more injured when the Islamic terrorists plowed through a crowd in New Orleans just after New Year's Eve. ISIS flag was found in his rented truck. President Trump planning a major rally in D.C. on the eve of his inauguration. He's hosting what he calls a victory rally you'll never forget for 20,000 of his supporters January 19th. Also at SRNnews.com, Speaker Mike Johnson's confident about his chances ahead of the House Friday speaker vote. More on this from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Johnson said in a televised interview, quote, "I'm humbled and honored to have President Trump's endorsement for the role again. We're going to get this done." Johnson pointed to the New Year's Day terror attack in New Orleans, noting that serious issues are happening across the country. The speaker argued the country and Congress cannot afford drama. If all members are present, Johnson would need 218 votes to be elected speaker.
Blast of winter weather will chill much of the country in the coming days. About 5 million people in several states are under winter weather alerts. This is SRN News. A new snapshot of Gen Z.
They are Americans ranging in age from 11 to 26, essentially the nation's teens and 20-somethings. And the Public Religion Research Institute has been asking them some questions. The new poll reveals that Gen Z is much less religious than all previous demographic cohorts and less likely to attend church. Gen Z is also more likely to identify as LGBT, 28%, compared to 16% of millennials and 7% of Gen X. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
2025 may see the establishment of laws designed to protect kids in several states. In Tennessee, one new statute requires pornography websites to verify that customers are at least 18 years old. Free Speech Coalition, a porn trade association, is filing a challenge. A Florida law bans kids under 14 from having social media accounts and requires parental consent for ages 14 and 15. This is SRN News. Supporters and opponents of the South Korean president have been rallying. We hear more on the story from international correspondent Charles Della Desma, reporting from London.
Thousands of President Yoon Suk Yeol supporters rallied on Thursday amid a heavy police presence. Pro-Yoon protester Cho Sung-won says the country's in a state of civil war and anarchy. President Yoon, he says, needs to return so he can normalize the country. Anti-Yoon protesters also held a rally in a nearby area, demanding Yoon's immediate arrest and impeachment, one saying the suspension of presidential powers is not enough and that Yoon needs to be criminally punished. To formally end Yoon's presidency, at least six justices on the nine-member constitutional court must vote in favor. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Joe Biden awarding Liz Cheney and Benny Thompson with the Presidential Citizens Medal. Both are most known for their attacks on President Trump. More at SRNnews.com.